Good day, and welcome to the KUKA Full Year 2018 Financial Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Kirsten Enrich, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks a lot. Welcome also from my side. Peter Monen, CEO from KUKA Aktiengesellschaft, and Andreas Pabst, CFO of KUKA Aktiengesellschaft, will present now our financial results 2018 and answer your question afterwards. Mr. Monen?
Yeah. Thank you, Kirsten. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the KUKA AG Annual Results Analyst Conference. Gives us a great pleasure to welcome you here. We are facing challenging times. Let it be said right at the start, we have a clear plan for KUKA to get back on track again. First of all, however, let us look at the economic environment. The trade dispute between the USA and China, Brexit, increasing protectionism, all of these factors are weakening the economy and changing general economic conditions, including for KUKA. These developments influence our customers, making them more cautious when it comes to investment decisions. We also registered negative influences in project businesses. We are working to become more efficient again in this area. This, in turn, affects our sales revenue and our operating result. In a nutshell, things could have gone somewhat better for and at KUKA over the past year. Last year's results are not satisfactory. In this press conference, we will therefore be looking not only at the accounting results for last year, but also at how we are addressing these changes and what we are doing to make KUKA future-proof and successful again. We need to become more efficient and sharpen our focus still further on what our customers need in their regional markets is. To this end, we adopted an action plan in January and are now systematically implementing it. This is not an easy path for us to take, but we must take it because the future of KUKA is at stake. We are convinced that we have initiated the right steps. Our objective here is clear. KUKA is a global automation company. Together with our employees, we want to offer our worldwide customers and partners robot-based solutions and to shape the smart factory of the future. Our goal is to grow again on a global and on a profitable basis. Before I go into this in greater detail, I would like first to hand over now to our CFO, Andreas Pabst. He will now present our financial results.
Many thanks, Peter. Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome from me, too. As Peter already stated, the 2018 financial year presented us many challenges. These have had an impact on our financial results. The pronounced economic slowdown and negative effects from our project business affected our business development. We therefore had to adapt our guidance for 2018. KUKA closed the financial year with sales revenue of 3.2 billion euro. Orders received totaled 3.3 billion euro. The EBIT margin before purchase price allocation, growth investment, and reorganization expenditures was 3.0%. Taking into consideration all expenditures, the EBIT margin was 1.1%. Earnings after taxes fell to 16.6 million euro. Coming to the orders received. KUKA Group has grown immensely in the recent years, with orders received between 2013 and 2018 increasing by an average of 12% annually. Since 2018, however, we have felt the effects of the global economic slowdown due to various economic and political uncertainties. it was not possible to match the record figure of €3,614 million from 2017. Instead, KUKA Group recorded orders received totaling €3,305 million in the year under review, and thus down 8.5% on the previous year. Sales revenues of KUKA Group fell from €3,479 million in 2017 to €3,242 million in 2018. This corresponds to a decrease on the previous year of 6.8%. The increasingly noticeable general economic slowdown primarily affected two of our strategic focus markets, the automotive industry and the electronic industry. KUKA generates more than half of its sales revenue in these sectors. Major customers, particularly in the automotive industry and the electronic industry, also adjusted their guidance targets in 2018. Another factor was the slower growth in China, one of our most important markets. Before depreciation for purchase price allocations, before growth investment, and before reorganization expenditures, EBIT stood at €96.4 million in 2018. This corresponds to an EBIT margin of 3.0%. The figure for the previous year was €148.3 million, which is an EBIT margin of 4.3%. Taking into consideration all expenditures in 2018, the earnings before interest and taxes for KUKA Group totaled €34.3 million. Accordingly, the EBIT margin was 1.1%. The decline was additionally attributable to project deterioration and measures for increasing profitability. On account of the business development, earnings after taxes decreased from €88.2 million to €16.6 million at year-end 2018. The lower revenues and higher taxes as compared to the previous years impacted the earnings after taxes. Investment totaled €295 million, significantly exceeding the previous year's figure of €138 million. This is primarily attributable to consolidation measures that we are carrying out around the world. The strong growth of the past few years and the condition of some very old buildings prompted us to invest in our home site, for example, in new production buildings. We have also built a new production facility in the Chinese city of Shunde and expanded our Shanghai location in order to be able to serve the world's largest robotics market. In the US, investments were made in conversion of the production plant for KTPO, KUKA Toledo Production Operations, where we were building a successor model for the Jeep Wrangler under the terms of a pay-on-production contract. The Wrangler Gladiator pickup truck has been in production since March 2019. The cash flow from the current business operation totaled minus €48.2 million and is mainly attributable to the lower earnings after taxes, the reduction in trade payables, and the increase in inventories. The rise in trade working capital to €566 million had also a negative impact. The cash flow from investing activities is affected by the capital expenditures in the research and development sector and increased investment in tangible assets. Examples here included the conversion of the production facility at KTBO, as I just explained, and the production buildings in Augsburg and Schunde. As a result, the free cash flow fell to minus €213 million in 2018 after minus €136 million in the previous year. The number of people employed by KUKA Group fell slightly in the 2018 financial year from 14,256 to 14,235. The robotics division expanded its workforce by 7.8%, or almost 400 new KUKAnians to 5,399 employees. The headcount at Swisslog rose by 5.9% to 3,075 people. By contrast, we registered a decrease of 11.9% in the workforce at systems to 4,811. At robotics, orders received fell slightly by 1.7% and maintained the previous year's level of 1,223 million euro. The new orders received by robotics came primarily from Europe and Asia. Sales revenue totaling 1,182 million euro were down slightly by 1.5 compared to previous year. Here, once again, revenues were generated primarily in Europe and Asia. Robotics managed to increase the EBIT slightly in 2018 to 134.4 million euro compared with the previous year's figure of 133 million euro. The EBIT margin stood at 11.4% compared to 11.1% in 2017. Systems generated orders received totaling 1,314 million euro in the past financial year. Compared to the previous year's result of 1,530 million, this presents a decline of 14.1%. Sales revenue also fell by 70.6% from 1,579 million euro to 1,301 million euro. These decreases are due in part to the declining investment cycle among U.S. automotive customers. Moreover, the lack of revenues at KTPO as a result of the ongoing change of the model referred to earlier has also had an impact. EBIT fell to minus 32.8 million with an EBIT margin of minus 2.5%. The negative developments here are partially attributable to the aforementioned missing revenue at KTBO. In addition, there were negative earnings contributions from ongoing projects. Furthermore, the decline in the strong investment cycle within the U.S. automotive industry also played a major role. Swisslog. Orders received by Swisslog in 2018 amounted to 836 million euro compared to the previous year's figure of 926 million euro. This presents a decline of 9.8%. The record value from the previous year included major orders in the logistics sector, where we were not able to secure comparable orders in 2018. In 2018, Swisslog generated sales revenue of 819 million euro. Revenue were thus up 7.3% on previous year result of 763 million euro. The WDS segment and the healthcare both contributed to this increase. On account of the large scale orders posted in previous year, Swisslog was able to recognize high revenues primarily in the growing markets of logistics. EBIT fell to minus 16.3 million with an EBIT margin of minus 2%. In 2017, EBIT was 10.4 million with an EBIT margin of 1.4%. This was due not last to higher expenditures on research and development. Swisslog intensified invested in the development of products and solutions for its key markets. Furthermore, one-off integration and reorganization expenditures was incurred in 2018. The operating result was negatively impacted further still by delays in execution of projects. So much for the results in 2018. I now hand back to Peter.
Thank you, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, automation and digitization are continuing to gain in importance, and KUKA is at the heart of these trends. That has not changed. On the contrary, what has changed, however, are the general economic conditions. Since the fourth quarter of last year, we have increasingly felt these effects on the economic slowdown I mentioned at the beginning. This affects our important strategic focus markets.
the investment behavior of our customers in both the automotive industry and the electronics industry has become more cautious. However, KUKA generates more than half of its sales revenues in these markets. Growth also slowed down in China. Growth rates there are currently at their lowest since the financial crisis 10 years ago, and that naturally affects us, as China remains one of our most important sales markets. We are adapting to these market conditions and initiated a clear action plan in January, which we are now systematically pursuing. We have put an efficiency program into place at KUKA with the goal of saving 300 million by 2021. We aim to achieve around a third of the savings in this year already. In China, we have begun to sharpen the strategy for the robotics joint venture, setting the course for growth in the Chinese market. We have reviewed all research and development projects and established clear priorities and new focuses. We have fine-tuned our organizational structure. On the one hand, this gives us scope for global collaboration, while on the other hand, it enables us to focus even more on our customers. Let us now take a closer look at these individual measures. First, the efficiency measures. We have put a comprehensive efficiency program in place and already identified savings in the high double-digit million euro range. The savings also include job cuts, which cannot be avoided in the present situation. We have already reacted accordingly in other regions where capacity can be adjusted at shorter notice. In the USA, for example, we adjusted capacities in 2018 to the current project and business situation at an early stage. Around 150 jobs were cut at KUKA Systems at the Augsburg location last year. We also had to reduce the number of temporary workers in Augsburg from a peak of around 500 to around 100 at the end of February, due to reduced capacity utilization. The remaining temporary workers currently also only have a short-term perspective. This year we are planning to cut out a total of 350 more jobs in Augsburg out of our total workforce of around 4,000, affecting all companies here in Augsburg. Cuts will be concentrated primarily on so-called indirect areas. Competitiveness is to be further strengthened by means of structural adjustments. On a smaller scale, we will also be adjusting the number of employees in direct areas. To this end, we imposed a recruitment freeze at the beginning of the year and are increasingly scrutinizing fixed-term employment contracts and probationary periods. Where possible, we will seek socially acceptable solutions for the necessary adjustment and will only resort to compulsory redundancies once all other avenues have been exhausted. For this purpose, we are naturally in trustful contact with the employee representatives and the trade union. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm well aware that this will not be an easy process. For our employees, it will be hard. That is why we will be taking decisions with the greatest of care. We are aware of our responsibility. At the same time, the executive board also bears the responsibility for KUKA's future. We want to guide the comeback into a safe and successful course. We must pursue this strategy rigorously in order to benefit from the automation trends again. And that is something that I'm convinced we will achieve and return to our customary level of performance. Now, second, China. As a group, we can continue to profit from China. the Asian market, and in particular China, remains a growth market. However, demand for joint arm robots, the relevant market for us at KUKA, fell by 2% in the first half of last year. No one forecast that at the start of the last year. By contrast, demand remains high for other simpler robot types, such as Delta or SCARA robots, which are used particularly for assembly, joining, and pick-and-place tasks. Our measures in China are geared towards this development. The groundwork being laid for these new robot types is a very important strategic step. And as you can see on the slide, demand for such robot kind of robots has been increasing double digit last year. For this reason, we have pursued ahead with the planned expansion of our portfolio to include SCARA and Delta robots. The start of production for SCARA robots is scheduled for this year. Planning for the Delta robot provides for a start at 2020. We are also developing autonomously guided vehicles, so-called AGVs, in China. The first model will already be market launched this year. We have built our production hall at record speed and will be starting test production in the near future. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say one more thing on the topic of China. I'm sometimes asked how things are going with our Chinese majority shareholder. The answer is simple. Our Chinese investors behave like any other investors. Their primary interest is in the successful development of KUKA. So we have the same goal. Within the joint ventures in China, we share the responsibility for this. We are working very hard in the joint ventures to meet our common objective. However, as far as KUKA issues outside China are concerned, meaning here in Augsburg, Europe and the US, they are being resolved by the people sitting here today together with our global management team. Third, R&D. In our immediate action plan in January, we are focused on our research and development. We want to approach investments in a more targeted manner. In times of growth, many topics are initiated at the same time and new approaches are taken as well. That is a good thing. We nevertheless considered it necessary to define a clear focus in this area. This relates to the global distribution of roles in development on the one hand, but also to our product roadmap on the other hand. For this reason, we have fine-tuned our global R&D structure. In the US, we are developing cloud software. In China, alongside new robot types such as Delta and SCARA, AGVs are also being developed there. In Augsburg, the focus is on robot hardware and control, sensitive and mobile robotics, software and connectivity, and the IoT. Here you can see the importance and relevance of our home location. It represents the innovative strength and long-term viability of our company. At the same time, we need an international orientation for our R&D activities in order to offer our customer all over the globe products and solutions that meet their regional needs. KUKA's strength is technological expertise and innovative strength. We are focusing on the new robot types for China, but also on sensitive and mobile robots, industrial IoT solutions, the so-called Industry 4.0. And we are introducing a new robot already next month. From April 1st, the successor to the KR Quantec, the KR Quantec 2, will be available on the market. In 2020, the KR Quantec 2 is also being followed by a new controller, the KR C5. We will be presenting the KR Quantec 2 together with a range of other highlights at our in-house fair in July. And Quantec, from my point of view, has the potential to be a bestseller. Fourth, a strong customer-focused organizational structure. The initial item in our immediate action package was adjustment of our organizational structure. We have already accomplished this. Since 2012, we have centralized many functions at KUKA, including IT, HR, finances, and marketing. That was important for coping with the strong growth of the past years, but also for the successful internationalization of KUKA. The key aspect of the new organization is the stronger focus on our customers. We have now loosened the centralized structure in favor of the divisions and given them more responsibility again. At the same time, our holding structure is becoming significantly more streamlined. Furthermore, we have separated our cell business from our systems engineering and allocated it to robotics. We expect better standardization of our solutions and improved competitiveness as a result. We are firmly convinced that these measures will strengthen entrepreneurial thinking and action within the business segment. A number of our customers and employees have already reacted to this step with a positive feedback. Ladies and gentlemen, we have already launched many good initiatives in 2019 that will also help us in the future. We have converted the production plant for the Jeep Wrangler in the USA. Here, KUKA produces the body in white on behalf of Chrysler. Production already commenced last week and thus ahead of schedule. We are delighted with the relaunch, this time for a pickup model. Mobile robotics is another topic that is relevant for the future and one on which we are investing and already reaping the initial rewards. For example, the KMR IVA is being used in semiconductor production in Taiwan, and the KUKA KMP600 is integrated in the Swisslog carry pick solution. This is an application in the field of e-commerce automation, and the first projects involving up to 60 AGVs were already implemented at the end of last year. We also have new products and projects in the pipeline at Swisslog that will help us to move forward. For example, our Swiss colleagues presented the next generation of a robotic order picking solution at the Logimat Fair in Stuttgart in February. It is called ItemPick. The solution uses a new robot technology, an intelligent vision system that enables improved order picking performance and functions for machine learning. Ladies and gentlemen, let us close with a summary. We are currently confronted with a phase of economic slowdown to which we must react as quickly as possible. We have a clear plan for this and are now systematically implementing it. We are working on our efficiency and cost. We will be sharpening our focus on what our customers need in their regional markets. We will also be working on improving our international processes, however. We will be launching innovations that will make us stand out from the crowd, pooling our strengths and closing gaps in our portfolio. We have a clear objective in sight, and the entire KUKA team is working to achieve it. We want to stand for robot-based automation all over the world. We are convinced that we are doing the right thing to get KUKA back on track. Automation is a trend that we shall exploit together with our employees, for our customers, and partners. If we systematically implement the measures that have just been outlined, we believe that KUKA will already return to growth this year and achieve satisfactory profitability again. To be specific, we expect a slight increase in sales revenues to around 3.3 billion in 2019. For the EBIT margin, we are expecting around 3.5% before final evaluation of reorganization expenditures. The forecast is based on the prevailing economic conditions and the expected business development. We are also expecting a considerably better second half year. This is due, on the one hand, to our market expectations for the second half of the year, and on the other hand, to the measures we have adopted, which will have a greater impact in the future course, in the further course of the year. I would like to thank you for your attention.
Yes, thanks a lot for your time. So then we would close the conference call.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your line.